This week, a federal judge listened to objections to a proposed civil settlement of lawsuits tied to the Flint water crisis. The agreement totals $641 million, and more than 50,000 residents have signed on to be part of it. The third and final fairness hearing to air concerns was yesterday. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody has been following the story, and he joins me now. Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
This settlement fund would be for people who had lead-tainted tap water after the switch to the Flint River as the city's water source was botched. Before we get into the concerns, walk us through how the settlement would be split up among the victims.
Well, the plaintiff's claims cover health and property damage they claim they suffered during the Flint water crisis. Roughly 80% of the settlement funds would be paid out to those who were children or minors during the 18 months when Flint's drinking water was contaminated. The rest of the money will be divided among adults. The exact split will depend on the damages plaintiffs can document.
So what were some of the top objections that came up in the hearings that were held this week?
The objections fell into three basic areas: attorney's fees, the use of bone scans to determine lead exposure, and just the overall fairness of the settlement to the people of Flint.
Former Flint Mayor Karen Weaver spoke at one hearing this week on Tuesday. What did she have to say about the settlement?
The former mayor gave an impassioned speech to the court. She told the U.S. District Judge Judith Levy that the settlement presented an opportunity for what she called corrective justice for the community that has long been denied justice. But she questioned whether the $641 million settlement to be divided among tens of thousands of Flint residents is large enough. By comparison, Weaver pointed to the historically large $500 million settlement Michigan State University reached for more than 300 victims of former MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar.
Steve, you mentioned earlier bone scans looking for lead, and they have been a controversial topic during this process. Why is that?
Well, plaintiffs with bone scans showing increased lead exposure stand to receive much larger awards in the settlement. But lawyers who couldn't get their clients scanned before the deadline are complaining about a lack of access. Others say the device used is not approved for use on humans. That will be an important factor to be considered by Judge Levy as this process moves forward.
Steve, last summer, the state of Michigan announced it had reached a $600 million settlement of lawsuits against it connected to the Flint water crisis. The city of Flint, McLaren Flint Hospital, and a Flint engineering company agreed to add another $41.5 million to the pool to settle the outstanding lawsuits against them. But it's not a done deal. What are the alternatives that Judge Judith Levy could consider here?
Well, she could decide to reject the settlement. That could force attorneys for the plaintiffs to return to the negotiating table or send multiple class action and hundreds of individual lawsuits back to court. Levy could decide that the objections are not enough to scuttle the settlement and give it final approval, and that would start the process toward distributing payments probably starting next year.
But Steve, even if she does approve this settlement as it's written up now, that's probably not the end of the legal action here, right?
Oh, not at all. There are still lawsuits against other contractors who were involved in the Flint water crisis, and also lawsuits against the U.S. EPA. And also some people still have lawsuits against the entities that are part of the settlement, but the plaintiffs aren't going to be part of the settlement.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Steve Carmody covers the Flint area for Michigan Radio. You're listening to Morning Edition.